Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You grew up in a suburb, correct?
I did. On an Amish farm.
Well, that's not really true, but in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Right across Amish farm. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Across the creek.
Right across the creek.
I grew up in a suburb of Parsippany, New Jersey, 30 miles west of New York City. Suburb. DJ grew up in a suburb also. He's walking around the studio. DJ, are you at a mic? What city did you grow up
in? Yes, I grew up in the beautiful city of Plymouth, Minnesota.
There you go, Plymouth. So we are all suburban kids. My sense, now I'm going to take a little pivot. My sense of direction, you know, it's not great. I will say I don't really have an internal compass. You can't drop me off in the middle of Europe and I'll be able to figure that out. My partners, though, DJ was describing like literally like some kind of internal compass that you have that gives you, you say you have a good sense of direction. Is that right?
Yeah. I would say I have a good sense of direction. And I would say I always, like inside my head, I always know which way is north. That way is north right now, except for it's not quite north because Minneapolis is crooked, so it's more like that way. But I always kind of know which way is north, unless sometimes you get spun around. You like, you know, get out of an airport and your compass is all spun around. But typically, I always know which direction is which. Yeah,
That's foreign to me. Paul, do you have this superpower?
I don't know if it's a superpower, but I think
it is.
People that spend a lot of time outside, and certainly DJ fits the bill there. He's outside every chance he gets. For me, it was scouting, you know, being a Boy Scout, an Eagle Scout, and doing a lot of camping, a lot of hiking. If you want to survive, you kind of have to figure it out. And you, as DJ said, you know east and west based on sun positioning. And yeah, you know, you kind of have your own internal radar. But yeah, I've gotten spoiled, though, with Google Maps and all of these tools.
Of course.
And so I think you can kind of get lazy when it comes to navigation.
Well, there's a new study in the journal Nature that says people who grow up in predictable cities that have like a grid, like New York City is a grid. There's avenues and there's streets. It's very easy to get around New York City. If you grew up in a place like that, they seem to struggle to navigate the world more so than folks who grew up in more rural areas or, in fact, like suburbs. They say much like language, navigation is a skill that is malleable, that you can exercise and, I guess, make bigger when people's brains are developing. So if you grew up in a place that you had to think about where you're going or remember, like, okay, it was at this tree or this hill, we have to get back, or even a suburb where the streets aren't as predictable, that you are building your brain power of navigation. So I thought that was super cool. The authors used a video game to test navigational abilities of hundreds of people, and they're hoping the findings lead to things like to diagnose Alzheimer's disease. These are like navigation-based tests to diagnose Alzheimer's disease and to evaluate cognitive decline. But there are other things that, of course, have to get evaluated when you're talking about things like that. But I thought it was fascinating, the correlation between urban or rural or even suburbia and your sense of direction as a grown-up, because mine isn't great, but, you know, we used to hop on our bikes and go all over the neighborhood when we were kids, and I guess sometimes get a little bit lost. I was managed to find my way back home.
Yeah, and that's how you learn, right? You make mistakes, you get lost, you figure it out. I think if you're in a heavily defined urban core, it's harder to get lost. That's true. You don't have the get lost superpowers, right? And I think that's in... It's a metaphor for life. You learn by making mistakes. And
but aren't there people that are just better at direction, Paul?
Well,
like, there are people that, like, a compass, like David, you know? Like, he can be on a plane and no one is... He says he feels like an internal compass. Like, that's a superpower.
Sure. Do you remember the AAA maps, the paper maps that folded up? And you got them for each state?
Yes. You used to flip them over. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, God help us if the internet goes down, if these apps go down on our phones, we're going to have to dig out the old maps. And
Couldn't find my way out of a paper bag.
What a mess. Be fun. Yeah. Be fun asking millennials and Gen Xers, you know.
When I was a young reporter, I used to use a map every day because it was before... I guess before the internet was common, you know, I mean, and I'm, this is the 90s. It's not like, I used to, at some point I started using MapQuest, but I would call local police stations to find out the location of where the fire was or something like that. But I also used to use maps, but it is so, I mean, Paul, I would never give up my Google Maps or my Waze or my Apple Maps. I mean, it's a game changer. It has changed my life for the better.
Have you seen the videos of the millennials and the Gen Z generation trying to use a rotary phone?
I can't imagine.
And I mean, they take minutes and they hover around it and they pick it up and they're
pushing.
How do you? It would be fun.
That was cumbersome.
Just to put a paper map in front of somebody, you know, who's 19 years old, and say, "All right, we're going to get to Oshkosh today, and." And we're not going to use our phones. We're going to use maps. It's going to be an adventure. Go.
Although the maps that they look at for navigation look like maps, so it shouldn't be all that unfamiliar to them. But it is a luxury, Paul. It is a luxury to have these navigations. And I don't want to go back to the old ways because I'm grateful for it.
There's always a plan B. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
When we get back, Stephen Belton from the Urban League is going to join us. I have lots of questions about this new policy over at Hennepin Healthcare and possible reparations happening in St. Paul. Stephen Belton is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Stephen, so much to discuss. Thanks again for the time today.
Oh, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Jordana and Paul.
So, The Strip had a piece out yesterday about this new policy on Hennepin Healthcare, that you can either be a doctor or a cop, but you can't be both and work for Hennepin Healthcare. Now, this was fascinating to me on many levels because I didn't realize there were so many doctors that were moonlighting as law enforcement. And then I also didn't realize that that could be, and again, this is my own naivete, this is why I have a lot of questions, that could be a problem. So what do you think about the decision that Hennepin Healthcare said, okay, docs, you can no longer moonlight as cops because that would make some of the patients feel unsafe? What do you think about all of this?
You know, I'll kind of jump to the end of that story, of that article, and where the CEO of Hennepin Healthcare acknowledged and stated that, you know, they are on their own equity journey. And I think they said it was her way of saying, we're kind of making this up as we go along, but we're committed to addressing the issue of equity because of who they are and who they are in this community. And to me, that helped frame an understanding. The fact is, there aren't that many doctors or medical professionals who have dual careers. In fact, in the Hennepin Healthcare System, which has about 800 employees, the article said there are only three doctors who actually moonlight or have side gigs as in law enforcement. But the issue for me, and I think for the hospital, is about the optics of it. You know, as a lawyer, we are required to have an ethical standard that prevented us from not only having direct conflicts of interest, but also avoiding the appearance of the conflict of interest. And I think here you had the potential for both. Certainly the appearance of a conflict for a community, and particularly, you know, given that Hennepin Healthcare and its flagship hospital, HCMC, serves such a substantial population of people of color, and particularly African Americans, community trust is important, and the community is roaring with distrust from Hennepin Healthcare. You know the scandals that have been involved. They go beginning with the ketamine trials that were being done that people didn't even know about, that were being used on largely on people of color, and then more recently with the incidents of racism that were in the hospital itself. So the community already is distrustful. And then to have that system be represented by the potential, and it's only three doctors, but they represent the optical, sort of the appearance of the potential that, you know, you may have law enforcement or have health professionals who are compromised by their law enforcement affiliation as well, I think was too much. And I think they made the right call here. I think it's a challenging call for those three doctors. But I think it was an easy call if you're listening to your patients and to the community.
Okay. Hey, Stephen, first question. What do you think of this weather?
God.
Well, so first, I'm glad you asked that question. I have to, if I may, I just want to give a shout out to you. Congratulations on your new publication, A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. And I actually wanted to take this opportunity to encourage you to do a follow-up novel of a parent's guide to supporting kids who are saving the planet.
Yeah. So
I love
that.
I love the idea. I love the work that you've done and making this, speaking to kids as adults, are recognizing their intelligence, but also speaking to them in their language about the importance of addressing and being activists in climate change. But I think one of the challenges that kids are going to have, of course, is having adults around them who support their work, who support their activism. And I really like what you're doing, and I just wanted to give you a shout out for doing that. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And by the way, I think the weather sucks, in answer to your question. Sorry,
okay.
I don't know if I can use that word on radio, but it's terrible.
Uh-huh.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen, you can say anything once. It's fine. It's already going out into the universe at the speed of light. It's fine. And speaking of parents, my dad taught me, and I really do believe this, that we have rights and we have responsibilities. He ingrained that in my brother and sister. And he said that actions have consequences. And so, you know, from a young age, the age of 6 or 7, he taught me this. And the reason I'm bringing this up, the conversations that St. Paul is having right now regarding reparations, regarding providing financial assistance to the descendants of American slaves. And I know a number of other cities around the United States are having these conversations. Is this the right time? And is it time that we as a society address sins that were committed, you know, 100, 150 years ago or longer?
Yeah, so I don't remember who originally made the quote, but if not now, then when, and if not us, then whom? And as far as the issue of this, you know, being, you know, the events that, you know, chattel slavery itself, you know, ended over 100 years ago, it was an institution. This country was actually founded on that institution, and we have still yet to reckon with it. And more importantly, I think, you know, the issue for the city of St. Paul and for the other municipalities and forms of government who are wrestling with it is that the descendants of enslaved persons are still dealing with that issue every day. We are still penalized by it. We're still dealing with the effects of institutional race, structural racism, whether people buy into that as a reality or not. That is the lived experience of Black people in this country. And you could just need to look at the continuing disparities between Blacks and whites in this state. And we have among the worst in the country. And the city of St. Paul was acknowledging its own history of complicity in racist structures, both in terms of things like redlining and the deliberate decision to break up the Black community by sending 94, which is not established part of our infrastructure, but they divided and basically disassembled membership of a thriving black community in doing that, but also in their complicity in failure to educate and to provide employment and to address the wealth gap that continues to exist and persist among the descendants of enslaved persons. And so I think it's the right call. I think it's the right conversation. I think we're having it at the right time. The big question for me is, why isn't Minneapolis further along in this, and why isn't the state and the federal government doing more to address it?
Okay.
Now, we know other cities.
I think there's a misconception that reparations involves a pot of money at the end of all of this for everybody. Mm-hmm. I think reparations is a much broader discussion. Yes, I think there needs to be financial recompense, but I also think it's much broader than that in terms of the policy implications and the different kinds of programs. And the city of St. Paul is actually having hearings to begin to understand and address what that might mean in St. Paul.
Okay.
Can we just explore that? I know we don't have a ton of time, but I'm fascinated by this. And we asked Mayor Carter to come on. For some reason, he can't. But we're hoping to maybe get somebody to talk about what the program implementation would look like. Do you have any insight, inside information at all on what that would look like, who it would encompass, where the money's coming from, if it's not?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not just money, if it's other stuff. Any scoop?
Yeah, I would just say be patient, because I think there's a sense of anxiety or anxiousness among a lot of people about what this will mean and when it will mean anything. But I think if you know anything about government, you know it's the opposite of fast. And so mm-hmm. you should not be expecting a reparations program to appear in the city of St. Paul or be announced next year or the year after. It's more likely it's going to be 5 or 10 years in the making. They will be slow and deliberate, gather information. The whole thing begins with a year of planning before they actually begin the work of the actual commission itself. And so they're starting with four hearings. The purpose of those hearings is to both share information about how the process is going to unfold and to begin to hear from the public about what they would like to see, what they'd like to avoid, what the issues are, what some of the, you know, what some of the obstacles and opportunities are ahead. And so I think this is going to be an iterative process. I'm not privy to the planning in the city of St. Paul, but I've been watching with great interest, just like everybody else. There are people who are interested in this matter. And I think we're going to, you know, what we ought to look forward to is a deliberate, thoughtful process where the public will have lots of opportunity to engage and to share their views and concerns.
Urban League, Twin Cities, Stephen Belton, thank you. And thanks for the shout out, Stephen. That means a lot. I appreciate you, and we appreciate you and your perspective, and we'll catch you back here next Tuesday. Thank you.
Grateful for the opportunity to be with you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
That idea of reparations is fascinating, and I think it is a long time coming, and I'm just so interested to hear how it would shake out. I know they're talking about it, but I'd love to hear a plan, how it's going to be implemented. We'll keep following that story. When we get back, you guys ready for a quiz? Today's terrible trivia?
Is this
You're
the part
not.
Where I have to say yes? Yes, 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 bring it on.
Men's NCAA terrible trivia quiz. Play along next.
Did you watch the game?
Yes.
Did you?
I was just going to. We had fun watching the game last night.
Yeah,
that was such an exciting game. The back and forth. And I heard the announcers say that, you know, at the half, Kansas was down by 15 points.
By 15.
And they said, right. And they said if they came back and took the lead, it would be the greatest comeback in the history of the tournament.
Yes. Yes.
And they did.
It was the biggest comeback in title game history. So I was rooting for the Tar Heels. Kansas has an amazing team. It was exciting to watch, though. It was a good game. Yeah.
It was really exciting. So we all had a good time. I have boys who love basketball here. So it was really exciting. So I wrote you a quiz. Okay. I don't think we're going to go back and forth. You're just going to get to guess. Does that sound good?
Sure. Sure. And wait,
I think we have
DJ's
some
in on this,
sound
right?
Effects.
Right? Yeah. DJ wants to beat up on me.
I am. I'm distracted by the sound effects I'm playing with, though. But
nice sound effects.
I think we have some fun new sound effects.
That's good. Yeah, keep that up
okay.
The whole show.
Let's start, because you're never going to be ready, so let's just move on.
Yeah. Okay.
Your odds of filling out a perfect bracket are not good.
Mm.
What are the odds?
Oof.
Is it 1 in a trillion, 1 in a billion, or 1 in a quintillion?
DJ, I think it's really, really high. I'll go with quintillion, if that's a real thing.
Quintillion?
Yeah.
What do you think? I also think it's a big, I mean, to have a perfect brackets. Yeah, I mean, it's astronomical. I'll go, just to be different, I'll go a trillion, but I kind of think maybe it is a quadrillion, quintillion, or whatever the hell. What is it?
Paul? DJ? Yeah, there you go. So you get a swish if you're right, and you get a buzzer if you are wrong. Sorry, Paul.
I was half right.
First of all, I didn't even know that a quintillion was a thing.
Quintillion.
Apparently that's a thing. The odds, they are lower than your odds of winning the lottery, of getting struck by lightning, or being elected president. Wallet Hub says your chances of getting selected are 1 in a quintillion, but I can't even read the number this big. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. There are 19
zeros.
Numbers.
Has anybody ever had a verified perfect brackets?
Doesn't ESPN do that every year and give you like $1 million?
And you're saying it's a quintillion?
I don't think anyone's ever done it. I've never heard of a perfect one.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that it happened. But whatever, it is quintillion. So impress your friends that quintillion is a real thing.
Quintillion.
Now I know.
19 zeros. Okay, great.
I know.
Good luck predicting the future. Yeah.
Right? Who won the very first NCAA tournament in 1939?
Okay.
Was it Penn State? Was it University of Oregon? Or was it Syracuse?
Oh,
I'm
going to
go Syracuse.
Yeah, I was going to guess Syracuse, too.
What?
It was the University of Oregon.
Really?
The Ducks?
That surprises me, too.
Oregon?
And for a bonus question,
okay.
Any idea what their mascot is? I'm not giving you options. I just want you to guess what the
Oregon.
University... Don't Google it, David.
The Ducks. The Ducks, yeah.
Ducks.
It used to be the Webfoots.
The Webfoots.
The Webfoots.
What?
Yes.
The Webfoots.
In 1939, the University of Oregon Webfoots. I don't even know if that's a word.
But doesn't a duck have webbed feet?
I guess so, I guess. And then they changed it to the Ducks at some point because that's an actual thing instead
Good
of just
grief.
A webbed foot. It's weird.
Why make it so difficult?
Okay, here we go. So you guys sucked on that one.
Sorry.
The phrase March Madness, which had you been paying attention, you would have learned something about this week. The phrase March Madness was first coined in connection with the NCAAs in 1982 when sportscaster Brent Musburger was describing what? Was he describing his wife's mental state? Was he describing Bobby Knight's coaching methodology? Was he describing tournament coverage?
Paul, C.
David, do you want to chime in or you want to go with Paul?
I don't think it was his wife.
No. I mean, it could have been cruel. Bobby. It could have been Bobby Knight, though. I'll take that just to be different.
Okay, so Paul.
Ding, 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 ding.
Swish.
David. The buzzer. Correct. He was describing tournament coverage. I just wanted to make up the other two because I thought they were funny.
Yeah, they were.
Okay. What is the only school to have the men's and women's team win the national championship in the same year?
Ooh.
Is it UConn?
DJ, UConn.
Yeah, it is UConn.
Oh, you guys already knew that.
Yeah, we knew that.
Okay. And by the way, they've done it twice.
Wow, okay.
Men's and women's teams have both won the national championships in 2004 and 2014.
Yeah. Well, UConn women have won like half of the tournaments in the last few decades or something, and they're dominant. So,
why is it UConn? Why are they the powerhouse? How did that happen?
Coaching, recruiting, who the heck knows?
Why does Alabama keep winning championships for football, right?
Give all their players a car under the table. That's probably how.
Dynasty. Well,
that could happen too.
Success breeds more success, right?
Okay, are we ready for a very scientific question and your last one?
Okay.
In 1997, the NCAA made it a requirement that the Final Four must be held in a domed stadium with a seating capacity of at least 40,000. In 2009... the capacity minimum was raised to 70,000 people. The question here is, why does it need to be a dome? Is the answer better acoustics? B, because tornadoes pass over domes? Or C, there's no actual reason?
Paul, C. I think it's C. I hope it's C. Acoustics? Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, maybe it is the acoustics. It has nothing to do with tornadoes.
You can't have it both ways.
I think it's C. Nothing. You can.
I'm going to go with acoustics.
Okay.
DJ.
God.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally made that up. There's no actual reason. It's just, I don't know, it just says a dome because it has to be inside somewhere. There's no real.
It is interesting though how they keep milking more cash. Extracting more money out of our wallets and purses, right? By increasing the capacity, more that's jam
like
more
my,
people
my,
in there.
You didn't like B, tornadoes pass over domes?
No, it made me think for a second. I thought, no.
Because it's not
us.
True. I just made it up. Okay, I did not keep score, but I'm going to go with DJ did
I
better.
Think I won.
I think I won
that one.
Yeah.
Pretty much hands down.
Here, I'm going to drop back and sink a three-pointer to you. Ready? Ready? Here you go. It's going to be right at the buzzer. There it is.
There
I beat the buzzer.
Go. He loves his sound effects.
Okay,
he's very happy
toys.
Playing with his sound
Boys
effects.
Boys in their
today.
Toys. Thank you. As long as you're happy,
when
DJ.
When we get back, the sports talk will continue because Mike Max is joining us next.
Boom, boom.
That's not how the lyrics go, Mike Max.
Close. It kind of is.
You have the freedom to
on
do whatever you want.
My 8-track tape, it used to play like that.
Kind of.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did you have an 8-track, really?
Right below the dice that hanging from the mirror.
You had an 8-track, too.
No,
huh?
I
did you have a CB radio in your vehicle?
I didn't, but when I was a kid, I remember one of our friends, the great Dr. Arnold Snelchus, had one, and we thought that was the greatest thing in the world, that he could sit and talk semi-truck drivers. He was the dentist in town and a great character, mayor, and a wonderful guy. And he had a CB in his van, and many times our families would travel together to different places, and he had more fun with that thing, you know. And, hey, good buddy, I'm being there. You remember how they used to talk on the...
Yeah, when the 73s so and 88s fun. To the better half.
Yeah, yeah. So that, yeah, more fun with that thing.
That's how I got my start. When I was like 14, I did a daily weather report on CB Channel 7
just
in the local
the truck
neighborhood.
Drivers or what?
God, you
truck
are
drivers,
nerd.
Housewives. It wasn't just truck drivers.
Whoever had a CB, huh?
I had a CB, yeah. I think I peaked back then,
Well. That's pretty cool. You were an entrepreneur before you knew you were an entrepreneur.
I just love the weather and still do. Grateful I can kind of make a living doing something I love. So
I don't. It sucked out there today.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I soaked twice going out. I was out on assignments watching the here's an interesting one. Pickleball is really picking up steam, right? The sport
huge.
Of pickleball.
Yeah.
So I was out today doing a story that, and this makes all the sense in the world, they're introducing it to the inner city kids. Because why not, right? It's a relatively easy sport to pick up and learn. All you need is gym space, a small net, and a paddle and wiffle balls, and you can play. And so some of these great teachers are taking it to them and saying, here's an option for you guys instead of video games. And it's really, it makes all the sense in the world because they got facilities and they got places and they got energy. So it was fun to see.
Maxie,
love that.
You were right about last night. My niece is crushed, but the Jayhawks prevailed. You're right. Mm. They just had the better team at the end of the day.
Great
but,
game.
Man,
great
it was
game.
Close.
Yeah, 16-point lead at the half for North Carolina. And Kansas come back and wins it down the stretch. And it was really – there are a lot of things that had to happen. And at the end, when Kansas looked like they had the game won and they stepped out of bounds and gave North Carolina just one more chance, one more breath of life, I mean, it was crazy good. And they made plays the whole game when it looked like Kansas was ready to overtake North Carolina. North Carolina punched back. Hubert Davis had a memorable interview during the game that kind of spoke to the energy that was going on the floor. And it was everything that the NCAA basketball tournament committee needed to recapture the imagination, at least for a night. Basketball fans.
Yeah, amen. Hey, talk a little bit about the Wolves play the Wizards tonight, right here on CCO. How does the play-in tournament work?
Good question, because I think a lot of people are a little confused by this. So the Timberwolves are the 7th seed. They'll play the 8th seed, probably the Los Angeles Clippers. If the Timberwolves win, they're in the playoffs. If they lose, they still get one more chance because there'll be another game between the 9 and 10 seeds, and the winner of that, they will play, and if they beat them, they still go in. So the Timberwolves will have to win, in essence, one of two games to get into the playoffs. But if they win the first one, it's done. They're in.
Okay.
If they don't, they still get one more shot at it.
Okay. Thank you for explaining.
Yeah, I know. It's complicated. I don't know how they came up with that, but it's a strange configuration.
Yeah.
Oof. Hey, did you get any of that food? There was food over at Twins were unveiling some of the new food.
I did
food.
Not
did
go over there for the food. Tomorrow I'll go over there for the... practice when they get there. They played today their final spring training game. Carlos Correa hit a home run. They lost 10-6. Byron Buxton a home run. So I'll make my way out there tomorrow for what is, it's on the schedule as a workout. But, they can always hit indoors and pitch indoors because they've got facilities to facilitate that. But the hope, of course, was that they'd be out on the field and practicing and be business as usual. It doesn't look like it's going to get there tomorrow.
I think they're going to move the game to Friday. That's just my guess.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but in essence, there's two things they're fighting, chance of rain, but just as much the cold?
Yeah, the wind chills are going to be in the 20s. The winds will be up around 30, 35. It's typical for late February.
See, I got no problem with that. I really don't, and I think that I don't understand why people get so upset, but I've been to a lot of home openers. Never been cold. Press boxes, we always close the window on the openers.
Well, you've got the schnapps, too, right?
You got the heaters.
The flask.
You're the best, Mikey.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mikey.
No game tonight. Wolves versus Wizards tonight at 7, so you have to catch Mike on TV. When we get back, what does Folker, Paul's dad, think about Ukraine? Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.